Well, when USDA's latest cattle inventory report, of course, came out, it showed the number of all cattle and calves in the U.S. on January 1 of this year had dropped to 92.6 million head, down 1% from last year. Here in Alabama, the total number of all cattle and calves at 1.23 million head, down 4% from last year. All cows in a calve this year at 670,000 head, down 1%. Now, in Alabama, beef cows that calved as of January 1 came in at 659,000 head. That also is down 1%. But when it came to milk cows that had calved, 11,000 head, that was even with last year, so no change there. But nationwide, when it came to the 2010 calf crop, it was estimated at 35.7 million head, which is down 1% from last year. In Alabama, the calf crop as of January 1 was at 580,000 head. That's down 2% from the previous year. Of course, nationwide, it's the smallest calf crop since the 34.9 million born back in 1950. Nationwide, this is the lowest January 1st inventory of all cattle and calves since the 91.2 million on hand back in 1958. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.